With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're gonna have a bunch of good times.
Randy Cross, 3-time Super Bowl champ, San Francisco 49ers, a college football Hall of Famer. He joins us now. Hey, Randy, how you doing, man?
All the better for that musically, it is.
We try to keep it funky on the Jason and John show, Randy.
Everything but the hot tub.
Exactly. All right, so lots to get to in the NFL. Let's start with the news today, which is the NFL draft and the NFL, they appear to want to move ahead with the original draft date in the face of maybe a little bit of resistance from general managers across the league. Should the date be moved back? Can you effectively prepare for a draft, and do your due diligence with the date remaining in place as it is right now?
I would certainly imagine information is currently not in exactly in short supply with the year or so they have spent since the last draft of working on this one in evaluation. Now the face-to-face meetings, those won't happen, obviously. Nothing that says you can't say do a lot of the same stuff over, FaceTime or some other app. But I don't see any reason you can't do it. Reality is it was done for decades, basically out of conference rooms and hotels and, just phone hookups.
That's a good point.
For that real good archaic touch.
Yep.
I don't think there's a problem. Is there a problem maximizing things from a dollar standpoint, from a TV standpoint? Oh, yeah, big time, but you're going to have the draft. You're going to have the draft. It'll just be a little bit of a 60s to 70s version.
Right, which is not the worst thing in the world. I mean, I think we all just have such an appetite for any kind of sports right now that we will take what we can get. I will say, but what about the physical part of this, right? Like, I mean, a lot of teams make their decisions. They inform their decisions based on medicals and physicals and things like that, and obviously you won't be able to get this prospect in front of the doctor, at least for the time being. How much of an impetus could that be?
It's a concern, but there's some high profile concerns in that regard. Whether it's Tua or a couple other guys, mm-hmm. That teams are going to want to do a pretty good deep dive on. But the number of players that are potentially physically limited, I don't know if it warrants a huge adjustment for the entire system. You know what a guy can do from what you've already seen, whether it's the bowl games or the Senior Bowl or, the combine or whatever. The physical part, yeah. I mean, you're going to have to rely a lot more on what they had on their files coming out of college, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Randy, can a team still win big with Cam Newton at quarterback? Chargers, maybe one, an example. What do you think?
Can they? Yeah, I think probably. Probably it's going to be incumbent upon him to, kind of become more of the hardcore student of the game. Mm-hmm. And I think he's learned that over the last few years, that people have kind of adjusted to him. That's one of the things. That's what makes a guy like, Patrick Mahomes so special is, man, that guy just seems to – he can ad-lib and adjust on the fly like crazy. And it's scary to think, that statement he made about just learning how to read mm-hmm. NFL defenses, scary. That ought to keep guys up at night on the defensive side of the ball. So, there's an example of high levels of success just sort of doing it with what God gave you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We are, of course, talking to Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champ, College Football Hall of Famer here on the Jason and John Show. Tom Brady is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day that he would leave New England, and I certainly never thought I'd see the day where he was playing in Tampa Bay. I mean, you just don't see high-profile guys, you know, play quarterback in Tampa Bay. It's just not something that we've ever seen. There is some skepticism, or you know, from media about how much better he makes the Buccaneers. Where are you on this, Randy? Do you think that they become contenders overnight? Where are you on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers?
Yeah, I think you'd have to consider him contenders pretty doggone quick. But the reality is he is 43 years old. The reality is his support structure is no longer there, whether it be the other players, whether it be the assistant coaches, whether it be Belichick. That is 100%. That's all gone. I'm a big Bruce Arians fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's a hell of a coach, so he could be just as good, just as big of a factor, but you know there's going to be some pretty healthy adjustments being made. You know, it's not all from Tampa's standpoint. I mean, Brady's going to have to adjust big time to adapt to what he's going to have with him there.
Well, what about Bill up in New England? What do you think happens there, Randy? I mean, from the looks of it, looks like Jared Stidham, Brian Hoyer right now. Well, unless you want Cody Kessler in there. At one point, I thought surely they'll go after someone else, but I don't know if that's Belichick's plan. Do they still win at a high level with that?
High level, you know, well, there's only one high level. And I'm not sure if they're anywhere close to being a contender for the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, with those guys, unless they have severe out-of-body experiences. But, you know, they still have the defense. That defense is something. That defense tortured a lot of really good teams this year, and that had nothing to do with who was playing on the other side of the ball. So, you know, they're going to be right there. Are they going to be as good? Nah, it's impossible.
I don't want to say picking a side in that thing, but I guess the way we'll look back on this is we'll say, well, Belichick made a mistake, right? If he doesn't win big, you could have had a couple more years with Tom and maybe you do win one, or are we saying, you know, Tom left a good thing? Like, which, looking at it right now, which do you more lean to, Randy?
I lean more towards the latter, I guess. You know, you're hard pressed to point out, well, there's no point of reference for this, for starters. I mean, everyone can talk about Joe, and they can talk about
not the same,
Namath,
right.
And they can talk about, you know, insert quarterback's name here. No, sorry. It doesn't relate. It doesn't apply.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So that's physically impossible. So, you know, I think who has the bigger challenge between the two? I would say Tom, not Bill. Yeah. Bill's not leaving anything.
How much, I mean, we're sort of getting inside the mind of Tom here, but, you know, the reality of the situation is we know that, and this happens in a lot of sports, and with a lot of the great ones, they invent these mechanisms, right, to keep them going. You know, you've won so many Super Bowl championships, what keeps driving you? And I think Tom is one of the best at it. He sort of manufactures, oh, well, people think I can't play anymore. People think I suck. And I wonder how much of this decision to leave New England, and I know there was a lot more that went into it, but they did say we'd pay him whatever he wanted to make. That's what Kraft came out and said. How much of this decision, Randy, do you think was driven by, I want to show the world that I am not just a product of Bill Belichick?
God, I hope not much, personally, you know, because that whole relationship and that whole situation was so special. And, you know, that just the latter kind of smacks of ego. Mm-hmm. And whether you're a 23-year-old quarterback with ego or a 33-year-old quarterback with ego or a 43-year-old quarterback with ego, I don't think it serves you well, to be honest, especially if you're a 43-year-old quarterback with ego.
Yeah, there's no question. Todd Gurley in Atlanta with the Falcons, can he still be effective? I mean, I guess, do we have to change the way? Because this is a guy who, you know, still had 14 touchdowns last year, led the league, you know, he was one of the best running backs in the league 2 years ago. Can he still be effective, you know, as a full-time running back?
Yeah, well, there. How many real full-time running backs? I mean, outside of, you know, who, Derrick Henry?
And Zeke,
Who's the other one with a big-time, big load? You know, maybe Zeke?
Yep.
So this is a system that, you know, Kyle Shanahan had for a while there running, where they run through three guys. And as one of those three guys, I think he's perfectly suited to do something like that. If they're getting him for the idea that he could be like a lead sled dog, you ain't making it out of that snowstorm. Not with him. He won't. He wouldn't hold up. So, you know, you're going to have to be real judicious as far as reps go as it is.
Do you like where your Niners are set up, Randy? I mean, you're just in the Super Bowl, so of course, I mean, that's – but in terms of being able to sort of do that here, next, you know, make a few appearances, you like – have they done enough here in the offseason? What have you thought about their plan?
Hey, a lot of what they were going to do in the offseason, I think, was predicated on two things. One was identifying veterans that they were going to commit to and hold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen some losses in that regard, but we've also seen some of their players, their veteran players, are coming back. And I think the other thing was with the draft. They're set up real well in the draft as far as everything about it, as far as selections and everything. Losing Buckner, you can't fool anybody that won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt. But that's one of the luxuries you have when you have, what, five first-round draft picks on your defensive line? And now suddenly, you're down to four?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. But, you know, it's some of the short-term stuff on first down with the inside run and some of the game-type things that they love to run and they're so good at. That's where they'll see the impact of not having a Buckner around.
Yep.
We, of course, talking to Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion here on the Jason and John Show. The Raiders are in Vegas, and it appears as though they are going to have to move forward with Derek Carr. How do you see this shaking out? I mean, do you think he by week four or week five, Mariota's the starter there in Vegas? I mean, they heavily incentivized his contract. Do you think that's where this thing is headed? He's going to do to Derek Carr what Ryan Tannehill did to him in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you win by performance, you got to be curious as to, you know, what John Gruden's system can do to specifically sort of rebirth what Mariota's done. And if you believe that John can do that, I think you've got a shot. Now, he's more mobile and more active than Derek. Arm-wise, I think it's maybe kind of a toss-up on that part of it. I really don't know. I don't think they're in a particularly good situation because right now they've got a bunch of guys that are kind of average at that position. And I've always been a big Carr fan. You know, I watched his brother get treated like a piñata, and kind of was hoping that he'd be able to escape that. But, you know, he hasn't done anything too shiny since John got the head coaching job and his lifetime contract. So,
yep.
No, I wouldn't bet too much on the fact that the Raiders get all kinds of great dividends off of either one of those guys.
Yeah, sadly, Randy, I'm with you. Randy, man, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you.
Yep. He is Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.